What sources of untapped revenue do you see as a potential for our county government?
Kind of revenue?
Some of the new revenue, I've looked at the plans of the new multi-living. They're looking at 365, 106 comes down to the bypass, and then there's a whole stretch where they're looking to put this multi-living and wonderful tax base there. And actually at the end of the plan, there's a place for a hotel, which as we all know, we definitely need a hotel. These would all bring extra income to us, and that's very important. Between that and bringing some industry in, I think those are the key elements to us, you know, being viable as far as financially.
Of course, growing revenue is helpful. What, if anything, in your opinion, can be done to help lower taxes for the residents of Stevens County?
Lower taxes?
I said, if anything.
I'm not going to lie to you. We, our ambulance service, we spend $1 million less than Habersham. And all the counties, Franklin County is well over $500,000 more than we spend. We have good ambulance techs that are underpaid. Unfortunately, the hospital has had to bear this. The county's going to have to pick up some of that. We have some other places I would like to eliminate. Waste management, we spend a lot of money with them that does not need to be spent. That I've spent the last years in waste management myself, and I know what they spend, and I know what we should be spending on waste management. So there are places we can cut. We also went into the real estate business for a minute, buying Casey Pro Tire and the parking lot down the street from you at Tabor's. They were probably what I would call missteps. We do need to get them back on our tax base. We're losing $10,000 a year on the tax base with them sitting there. We need to go ahead and market them and get our tax base back up, and also take that money and put it back into our budget.
What steps would you take as commissioner to address the issue of homelessness in Stevens County?
Homelessness is an issue throughout more the city than the county, but it is in the county. I live in the city. I live near the railroad tracks. It is a shame. 40 years ago, we would have asked the church to do more, but unfortunately that's not going to happen now. So we as a county are going to have to budget something towards them to put them in a facility. I'd never want to give them any kind of money as far as New York has done, where they actually give them a free credit card or something. But to get them off the streets, I'm more than willing to find a place to put them for temporary.